everyone. Thanks for joining today's Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today we're going to be going on a tour through Microsoft Classroom. With me today is Ronelle Klink, who's a teacher ambassador for Microsoft. Ronelle, can you please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about what you do at Microsoft?
Yes, hi everyone. My name's Ronelle. I've been teaching for over 18 years. I've also done a lot of teacher professional development, and that's my passion in life. We often seek for our passion. I found mine is it's working with teachers and supporting them.
Okay, so Ronelle, it's really great to have you in studio today because you both have that experience and expertise of having been in a real classroom, and you've got the technical knowledge and capabilities to bring technology into a classroom and really make the two work together. You taught before at a well-resourced school. Had that school implemented Office 365 at all?
Absolutely. I think we were one of the first schools to do so. And it made things so much easier in terms of managing the size of your inbox with Outlook and so forth as well. The transition, there were baby steps and there were challenges, but we've never looked back, you know, yeah.
Okay, so you've been on the receiving end of some training and you've actually had an opportunity to try out some of the tools in your own school and your own classroom. And you know that it works at a well-resourced school, but you also work with teachers from disadvantaged schools. Are they able to use some of this technology?
Absolutely. There's lots of things that are available offline as well. And I think Microsoft technologies specifically, like an add-in of Mix in PowerPoint, you can use that offline. So in schools that are not well-resourced or don't have Wi-Fi connectivity, a PowerPoint with a Mix add-in works very well.
And of course, schools can get Office 365 for Education at no cost.
Absolutely.
So we definitely encourage schools to sign up for Office 365 if they haven't done so already. And I'm sure by the end of this session, once teachers have seen the wonders of Microsoft Classroom, if they haven't yet signed up for Office 365, I'm sure they're going to be really keen after your demo. So Ronelle, let's dive straight in.
Okay.
Tell me a bit about Microsoft Classroom. What is it, and in a nutshell, what can it do for teachers?
Yeah, Microsoft Classroom is really your admin center as a teacher, and you can manage your day-to-day classwork and lessons and assignments and those kinds of things directly from Microsoft Classroom. What's lovely about Microsoft Classroom as well is that it integrates all the other tools from Office 365. So you can use things like Sway, Forms as part of your assignments. So this is really your management center for your learning management system.
So it becomes like a dashboard for a teacher.
Absolutely.
They're sort of one-stop shop to access all of those great tools. And some of those that you've mentioned, Sway, OneNote, we've talked about in other Microsoft Virtual Academies. And OneNote Class Notebook is such a great tool that we're going to have a whole Virtual Academy just on that tool coming soon. But for now, can you show us what Microsoft Classroom looks like? And
sure.
If I was a teacher and I was logging into Microsoft Classroom, what would I see?
Okay, so everything is accessed, and I want to just emphasize this. It's accessed from your app launcher, and people normally start thinking that they should start with OneNote or the Class Notebook. Your point of reference is always to start with Classroom, and that's where you're going to set up your classes. So that's exactly what I've done here. I've clicked on Classroom. I've set up a grade 8 English demo class, as you can see on the left-hand side there, right? And in order to do that, if I wanted to create another grade 8 class, I would just simply click on New Class. So I can manage all my classes, regardless of the number of classes that I have as well, directly from here. I want to take you through the setup of a new class because it's quite important. And I think in terms of setting this up, it's quite easy to do as well. So if you're setting up a grade 9 English class, for example, it will tell you if that class name is available, and you just go on done. Within that class notebook, you'll have different things like collaboration space, a content space, and so forth as well. And it starts setting up your classroom. And why I wanted to show you specifically, I've been at a school where we've got IT and you're waiting for IT to set up your class for you, and you want to, you know, add your learners and, you know, get on with things. Microsoft Classroom allows the teacher to do this very easily. It's user-friendly. So now I'm going to add my students. Everything is done through Manage. And this interface, I'm the teacher, Angela Shearer, and now I can just go and simply add my students. And the way in which I'm going to do that, it's linked to their email account or their Office 365 login as well. And I'm just going to add one of my students. So Megan, you are a student in my class, in my grade 9 class, and I'm going to select Megan Rademeyer, and I say done. Was that not easy?
As easy as that.
Absolutely.
So Ranelle, you were saying earlier, if teachers don't want to wait for the IT guy to get around to loading their classes, or perhaps if a teacher's at a school where there is no IT guy, a teacher can create these classes themselves. And on that previous screen, it looked like a teacher could assign a color or an icon to a class, so that it would be very easy if they were working with lots of classes to at a glance see the one they want.
Absolutely. So that happens in your Manage Center. And you can see, you can color code it, you can choose various icons. If you're a soccer fan or if you're in education, you can choose an apple or something like that. And you also have different backgrounds that you can choose from as well. Another thing that I find quite handy, Megan, within managing your classes, is if you have learners engaging in a conversation and someone says something inappropriate, it's a lovely way to teach digital civility in your classroom as well. You can also go into Manage and you can go and mute them.
Okay.
They won't be at a disadvantage by any means. So there's your little mute button. They'll still be able to see the conversations happening within the classroom, but they won't be able to participate in terms of responses.
Okay.
So so I think it's a lovely way. Yeah.
So somebody who said something inappropriate can be banned for a day or two.
Yes.
Or perhaps if you don't want that eager beaver bright child to answer all of the questions, you could perhaps mute them for a bit and get others to find their voice and say something.
Yeah. And another thing about adding students here as well, just as easy as adding them, you can delete them in the same way from your Manage Center as well.
So if a child left the school or moved to another class mid-year, you can then remove that child.
Absolutely.
And just as easily as you added me to the class, if you already have a class all set up and a new child joins the school later on in the year, is it easy to add another child?
Absolutely. You can assign a child very easily when they've been added to the Office 365 tenant. And once again, you just add students, type in their first name, and it comes up.
So when you were looking for me to add to the list, you typed in Megan, a couple of Megans popped up, you worked out which one was me and you added me. But if a teacher didn't want to go through this step for every child in the class, is there a way to sort of do a bulk upload? If the school's already sitting with class lists, can they set up classes like that?
Microsoft's created what we call a school data sync, so with a CSV file. So if you have all those classes set up already, you can just import them into your classroom as well to make it easier.
Okay.
And then maybe all the managing of adding and deleting you could do. Yeah.
So that sounds like the easiest way to go to get the bulk of the classes created. And then those special cases of children arriving late or leaving or whatever, the teacher could manage those on a case-by-case basis.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what the teacher dashboard looks like. And I've seen how easy it is for a teacher to create a new class, to personalize that class with a color and an icon. And I've seen how easy it is to add a student. But what about giving out assignments? How does that work?
Yeah, so from assessment space, this is also very easy. Just like creating your class, I'm going to go up to my grade 8 English class that I've set up, and here you can see a few assignments that I've already set, right? And there's I'll take you through setting up a new assignment. So it's very easy. You can set things like due dates. You can attach various types of documents. Another thing that I like about the assignment is you can link to a class notebook directly. So you can get a link from there, your files from OneDrive, etc. So it's really a user-friendly way in which to set up an assignment. So let's go ahead, Megan, and let me issue you with an assignment.
Okay, so, should I be scared?
So the assignment that we're going to look at today is called vocab, right? And it's due today, Megan, so you still haven't submitted. So you can see none has been turned in. And this is what it looks like from a teacher's perspective. I've set this up. You can see I've also got a space for grading as well. So Megan, as soon as you've submitted, I'll be able to submit and give you a mark as well immediately. So will you go ahead and then do the assignment? We're looking at vocab.
Okay, so I'm now logged into Microsoft Classroom, but you're the teacher today and I'm the student. So my view is going to be a bit different to yours because I'm now seeing what a child would see. And just like you as the teacher were setting up multiple classes from your dashboard, as a student, I would be in multiple teachers' classes. So you're my English teacher, and I've found here my grade 8 English demo class. So that's the one I'm in. And it's Wednesday, the 12th of April. And I can see here that you've sent me this this vocab assessment. So if I click on that, it's going to open up the assignment that's due today. And I would then click on that link to go to the vocab assessment. When I click on that, a form opens. And here's my assignment for the day. And it says, "Hi, Megan, when you submit this form, the owner will be able to see your name and email address." And that's how it should be because this is an assignment. It's going to be graded. It's not anonymous feedback. If a teacher was doing something where she was trying to get people's nominations for the Student Representative Council or whatever and was allowing that to be anonymous, then they might set up a form where they wouldn't see who said what. But in this case, it's my assignment, so you've got to know I did it. So the first question is to insert today's date. Okay, there we are, the 12th of April. Okay, one answer down. Yeah. To increase in number or amount, okay, let's go with propagate. By definition, refers to strengthened or built up. Okay, let's go with nourished. Refers to something bitter. Oh, okay. Oh, Ranelle, you're a tough teacher. Let's go with gall. Term used to describe an act that is unjustly severe. I'm going to deliberately choose an incorrect answer because I want to see what happens, but I'm just telling the audience that I'm doing this deliberately so that they know I know my vocab. A person who's tormented or troubled. Right, let's go with vexed. Rate your general understanding of the vocabulary used in Shakespeare's plays such as Romeo and Juliet. I'll go with 3 stars. I'm okay, but not brilliant. And I'm now going to submit my assignment. Okay, and I can see, thanks, your response was submitted. But what I'm thinking is so great about this, and you can look up my answers while I talk a bit. What's so nice about this is you haven't had to photocopy worksheets. You haven't had to waste time and paper dishing those worksheets out. If I then did my simple sort of multiple choice quiz and sent, and gave it back to you, you would then be sitting with a pile of marking. Whereas I'm sure in the time it's taken me to send you that assignment, it's already busy being marked.
Absolutely. And I'm just refreshing my screen so that I can see that you've submitted yours. It's still saying 0 turned in. Let me go into the form and I'm going to look at your responses. So what I'm going to do now, Megan, is I'm opening up the form to see what your responses are.
Okay.
Right, so I'm just going to do a quick tally of all the correct answers. And you see, this is the beauty of Microsoft Classroom, that it connects to something that you may have used before, like a form. Okay, so here's your, I can see you've submitted it today. And there's all your results. Okay, and I'm going to give you a mark now. So I'm going to go to Microsoft Classroom and under submissions.
And you, Megan, and yes. You're not having to leave Microsoft Classroom to now go open up your mark sheet in an Excel document somewhere else. You're doing all of this within Microsoft Classroom.
Absolutely. And I can change. What's nice about the submissions, you can see they're all still in progress though. But I can go and change it. Let's say, for example, those questions were out of 15. You can see automatically your total amount changes. And I'm going to give you 13 because I know you got one incorrectly. And another way in which you could use this space as well, you can then also give individual feedback.
I'm just thinking for a teacher's point of view. I used to be an English teacher.
Yes.
And I remember lugging home a great big pile of marking. You know, and sitting at home with my red pen, going through all of these books. And, you know, often, you know, a child would claim that I had lost his assignments. And strangely, it was always the underperforming students whose assignments mysteriously got lost. With this system, nobody can say the dog ate their homework or the teacher lost their book. You can see who submitted their work. Right there on your dashboard, you were able to tell me, you know, you've got an assignment due today. You haven't submitted it yet. Where is it? You know, get with it and do it now.
Absolutely. And I think it's also a lovely way for kids to understand that, you know, there's certain deadlines and I can see everything that they're doing as well. So if you look at my screen now, from the teacher perspective, I've graded this assignment and it shows. And I've also posted the grade to you as well, Megan. So on your screen.
Okay, I've got it. So I go back into my demo class.
Yep.
Use the link below to co-author a sway. Is that the one?
No. So what I'm saying is the one that you've just done, the vocab.
Oh, the assignment, right?
Yeah.
Passed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Got it. And I see that it's been marked. And if I open it up, it says conversations are disabled for this assignment. I've gone into what the teacher said
yeah.
And you say, well done, you seem to know your vocab very well. I'm so relieved. I was quite anxious there, but I can see my comment. And this was all able to happen, you know, without the pile of marking. Or else, at some schools, the teachers have tried to go digital and have a paperless environment. But then instead of dealing with the pile of books, they're dealing with an inbox that has these assignments going backwards and forwards. Whereas this hasn't involved you sending me an email or me sending you back my completed assignment. It's all happened within Microsoft Classroom.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then what I could also pick up, you can see now if you look at my screen, as the teacher's perspective, I can see that you've turned it in and I've graded it already. So it also, like I said, as an admin center for a teacher, I can also see, oh, well, you know, I've got to follow up with Elsie. She hasn't handed in. And that's a great way for teachers to follow up as well. And just check to see, you know, how their marking is going, and you can manage your life from here, basically.
So my assignment was due today, and I did it today. But if, say, I was absent, and you decided, you know, I've been off ill or whatever, you're now going to give me an extension. Can you change the due date of an assignment?
You can. And what's nice, again, about that, you have the power to close submissions. So even if the due date is today, I can close submissions tomorrow. So if I want to give you an extension until Friday or whenever the case may be, I decide when to close submissions as well.
But once you've closed submissions, that's it. So a child who has neglected to do their homework and then realizes, oh my goodness, reports are coming out any day now, I'd better go and do that assignment that I didn't do that was due last week.
Absolutely.
They then can't try and sneak in their response.
Absolutely. And I think the way in which to start using assignments is to make a few assignments non-compulsory in terms of marks towards a report or whatever. And they'll slowly start picking up, oh, well, this is actually serious. You know, I've got to answer that form on vocab or something like that. And so make it non-compulsory at the beginning, and your learners will slowly pick up and get into the habit of submitting the assignments through Microsoft Classroom, which is very easy to manage.
Okay. So Ranel, in our scenario, I'm pretending to be a student, and I'm obviously using this device. But if I now went home and was using, my family desktop computer or mom or dad's laptop that they've brought home from work, would I still be able to access my assignments and submit it from home?
Absolutely. So once again, Microsoft Classroom is part of the tools from Office 365, and you can access it on your phone. It doesn't have to be from a desktop, but you can access it anywhere where you have connectivity.
Yes. Okay, so a simple activity like this form that you sent as this assignment, that would show up quite nicely on a phone, and the resolution would be adjusted to make it look good on a phone. I could still answer those quick multiple choice questions and could send it in.
Absolutely.
So that's really handy to know. And it means that Microsoft Classroom could then work really well for schools that are bring your own device schools.
Yes, and that's what Office 365, it's a cross-platform. It doesn't matter which platform, whether you're using iOS or an Android, you can use Office 365. As long as you've got a browser, you can use it anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ranel, right at the beginning of this demo, you said that sometimes teachers sort of start off by going into OneNote or into OneDrive. Microsoft and Office 365 came out with those tools first. So that might be why teachers go to those, because those were the ones that they started with. Microsoft Classroom's fairly new.
Yes, it is. It's still in preview mode. And the full version will be released very soon. But like I said, with Microsoft Classroom, it incorporates all the tools that you normally used before, like OneNote. And that's the space that I'm most excited about, is because you can create a class notebook for all of your classes and manage it from there. But we will talk about that in
Yeah, we're going to have a whole new Microsoft Virtual Academy just on OneNote class notebook, because that is such a phenomenal tool. But what excites me about Microsoft Classroom is it gives teachers that one-stop shop, that dashboard that they can work from, and they don't have to go out of it to look in their email to see has the child submitted their assignment. They don't have to then go into Excel where they've got their mark sheet to record the child's mark, or go into their OneNote because that's where they've got their content housed for the lesson. They can do it all from this one platform.
Absolutely. And I just want to come back to what you said, one place in which to do it as well. Another thing that I like about Microsoft Classroom is the conversation space. The conversation space is a lovely way to do stuff outside of the classroom. So the way I envisage teachers using this space is to set up extra lessons. So you could say you've got a test on Monday, I'll be online on Sunday from 4 to 5. You can ask me any questions we didn't get to in class or something like that. Another thing that I like about the conversation space that's linked to your Microsoft Classroom, when I create a group, my grade 8 English demo group, automatically now I can start emailing that group and it creates a distribution group for me.
Oh, wow.
So in the conversation space, and it works exactly like your Outlook. You just select a new conversation, you type in the name of your subject, and it could be something about vocab test, review, or something, and you can start a conversation. Immediately on your side, on conversations as a student, you'll be able to see that as well, and you can interact with me. I know lots of teachers won't think that's very good, but because who wants to be available on a Sunday afternoon? But yeah.
But what they may very well find is that if the whole class has access to that conversation, maybe the teacher doesn't even need to be part of it. The students may start answering one another's questions and actually becoming independent learners and self-directed learners, where they can sort of pose questions and answer one another's questions. And by the time the teacher logs in, she may find that the question's already been answered by somebody else.
Absolutely.
So, Ranelle, the conversations you were talking about would apply to the whole class, the grade 8 English demo class in this example. But when you sent me feedback on my assignment, could the whole class see that, or just me?
Absolutely not. So you would be the only person who would be able to see that feedback. And this is also a nice way, if you, as a teacher, if you want to prepare for and go back for parents' evening. So you're reviewing your student, for example, and you can't remember what they did in this assignment, etc. As a teacher, I can go back to the submissions and see if you've submitted it and what was your mark allocation and the feedback that I gave you for that as well.
And also, I think having this private space, an opportunity for just the teacher and the child to connect. A shy child who maybe wouldn't stick up his or her hand in class to seek more help or to ask for additional examples or activities may very well use this private space to reply back to the teacher and say, thanks, ma'am, I really enjoyed it. Have you got anything else I can try? Or else to say, actually, I'm really struggling with this. Can I have another attempt? It provides that private opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in my experience as well, exactly what you said, I found so many learners rather using a digital solution to ask me a question than ask it in front of their peers and I think, submitting all this private space, it could be a lovely way to reinforce concepts as well. Because as a student, I can then go look back and say, ask a question and say, ma'am, but I did understand this question to a certain extent, but I have a question about this. So it's a lovely way to follow up, especially when they're preparing for a test or whatever, they can go back to that conversation and then look at the responses from the teacher as well.
It's really all part of that anytime, anywhere, any place learning. You were saying earlier a teacher could say, I'll be available on Sunday afternoon or whatever. But what's nice about a solution like Microsoft Classroom is a teacher can choose to be available or can be offline. So it's not a case of a teacher handing out his or her personal cell phone number or making individual Skype contacts with various learners. When they are connected through the Office 365 platform, they are already connected because they're all in the same tenant. But if a teacher's on holiday or it's weekend time, the teacher need not log in.
Absolutely. And coming back to what I like about this is it saves me time as a teacher. Microsoft Classroom, I could use these assignments for my grade 8 class in 2018 again, the next year. So all this content that I've created, I can then repurpose and then edit as need be as curriculum changes and so forth as well. So it does save me a lot of time in terms of preparation. Another thing that you can do in terms of Microsoft Classroom from your management center, if you activate a class, only then will learners be able to submit assignments and so forth. So if you look at my screen from the teacher's perspective again, I can deactivate this class. Or I can set up all my content within December, for example, and then when I'm ready in January, when the school reopens, I can activate my class and all my classes are there with the content, with the assignments, and we're ready to go.
So I'm thinking of a teacher who maybe is off ill or perhaps is going to be absent from school for a couple of days because they're attending a conference or a workshop. That teacher could do all of their preparation in advance, but not activate it until they actually want the students to be able to activate it.
Absolutely.
So somebody couldn't see a test beforehand, for example,
yes.
But the teacher could activate it at the start of a period and say, right, it's time for your test.
Yes, yes.
Go into Microsoft Classroom, click on the link. You've got an hour to do it and then submit.
Absolutely. And especially when we're working in an environment where we know that your contact time with learners is very precious. But after hours as well, they need to be reinforcing those skills that you've covered in the class. And this is a lovely way to do that as well.
So for that kind of flipped classroom,
yes,
concept, students could be assigned something to do for homework to prepare for the next lesson through Microsoft Classroom. And when they arrive for contact time the next day, they're ready to go with the more advanced activities.
Absolutely.
So Ranelle, thank you so much for this great tour around Microsoft Classroom. I've really enjoyed seeing firsthand both what a teacher desktop looks like and experiencing what it's like to be a student in a Microsoft Classroom. But you were a pretend teacher for this activity. We'd now like to speak to a real teacher. Well, we're both real teachers too,
yes,
but you know what I mean. Who's at a school that's using Microsoft Classroom. So you've arranged for Nicola Pereira to be on online today. And let's Skype with her and see what she's experienced with,
yes,
Microsoft
Classroom. Yes, I've been working with Nika from Crawford Santon, and helping her, use Microsoft Classroom with her grade 9 learners. So let's, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited to hear how she's experienced it. Let's give calling Nicola a try. Okay, so joining us via Skype, we have Nicola Pereira, who's a history teacher at Crawford Santon. Nicola, tell us a bit about Microsoft Classroom and how you're using it at your school.
Okay, so this year we were introduced to Microsoft Classroom as a pilot school. As a result, our school asked us if we could choose between Google Classroom or Microsoft Classroom to manage our classrooms this year. So I decided to go with Microsoft Classroom. So what I do with it is I manage all my communication with my students. I put up all my notes on Microsoft Classroom. I obviously use forms and all of those kind of things to assess the kids. And that's how I'm using Microsoft Classroom at the moment.
Okay, that sounds great, Nicola. Have you found that it's saved you time, or has it been a bit of an administrative headache to get the system going?
I think with any new system, it has bugs, and I think you have to be familiar with the system to be able to use it effectively, which is part of the reason why I worked with Ranelle to try and to develop a sort of a learning system or theme with my grade 9s this year, so I could get more familiar with the system. And I think it's worked really well this term with the topic that I taught through the Microsoft Classroom.
Okay.
But I think with practice you get better at it.
So would you suggest to other teachers that are perhaps interested in trying Microsoft Classroom that they maybe start with just one class like you did and sort of iron out the sort of teething sort of problems with that first class and then maybe try add other classes?
Yes, I definitely, look, I'm one of those people that I kind of go full in, so I've got classrooms for both my classrooms, but I think if you're teaching more than sort of three or four classrooms at a time, it might take you a little bit more time to be familiar with the system. The other side of that is if I was teaching more than one grade 9 class, I would want all my classes to be on the same system so that they're all getting the equal experience. So I think if you're teaching a grade, you should have a grade, your whole grade, on that same platform so that everyone's getting the same system.
So So that really makes sense. And if you go into all of the bother of setting up, you know, online activities in your Microsoft Classroom, and you teach a couple of grades of the same subject, it then I suppose is fairly easy to replicate what you've set up for one class for another class.
Absolutely, especially with the class notebook add-on. That add-on is awesome. So, you know, you can distribute your notes and your pages and everything to your class, your whole class at the same time without having to duplicate it every single time that you're trying to send something to a child. So what happened with my system is that I'm in charge of grade 9s, and I had other teachers that also had to be taught the system, and they used my platform to teach their classrooms. So it was quite a sort of a process to set everyone up, but I think it worked well in the end, minus the few bugs that we had, but I think that's just part of learning the system.
Okay, and if you teach grade 9 history again next year, then you could take a lot of the prep that you've made this time and replicate it for next year, maybe tweaking a few activities there that maybe didn't go according to plan and adding some new content, but a lot of your prep would already be done for next year.
Absolutely, and I think you would just sort of take the structure that you have in the one class and then just move that into the structure for the next class. And by having gone through the process with the other teachers that I teach grade 9s with, it actually made me more familiar with the system. But added to that, it was pretty easy to actually set up the structure in another teacher's class.
Okay. So Nicola, you said you had a choice between using Microsoft Classroom or another platform. What made you decide to go for Microsoft Classroom?
First thing is we had a lot more training with Microsoft Classroom than we did with Google, which meant that I became more familiar with the system. I really, really enjoy how OneNote and the class notebook and the offline class notebook looks with all the different tabs down the side. For me, that just makes sense. It makes it easier to navigate the actual class and the notebook, and I really enjoyed that, and the fact that I can communicate on an individual basis with individual students and comment on individual students' work, you know, in a sort of a personalized way.
So Nicola, it really sounds like you've been making the most out of Microsoft Classroom, and I'm sure for the new school year you're going to be rolling it out to all your classes. Is that what you intend to do?
Definitely. I'm currently using it with all my classes at the moment, and I'm using it very effectively. And I think the students are interested in participating with the whole system, and I'm enjoying how my lessons are at the moment as a result.
So that sounds great. In fact, that was going to be my next question. How have your students enjoyed using Microsoft Classroom? Has it gone well for them?
On some levels, absolutely. I think they really enjoy the fact that it's accessible at any time. So when they are at home and they need to access notes or they need to communicate with me, they're able to do that whenever they need to, which I really love. Also the fact that I upload my tests, I upload memos, I upload their worksheets, all of those kind of things that make it accessible are great. It has been a process to get them used to the system. Just like with any system, they've also had a couple of bugs and password issues and all sorts of other things. But as we've progressed through the year, I think they've become more familiar with the system, as have I, and that's improved their ability with it and their interaction with the system, and I think that's aiding their education.
Well, that really is great to hear, and I'm sure that as your students access Microsoft Classroom in more and more of their subjects and more teachers at your school use it, and everyone becomes more experienced at using the tool, that you'll get those teething issues ironed out and will be all systems go, maximizing your contact time with the students to actually do teaching and learning and to spend less time on the administration of it all. Thank you so much for joining our Microsoft Virtual Academy. It was great to hear firsthand from a teacher how this tool is working in a classroom. So thanks for joining us. Also thanks to Ranelle for first of all giving us a tour of Microsoft Classroom yourself, and then for introducing us to Nicola, who's using Microsoft Classroom so effectively. That's all for this Microsoft Virtual Academy. I do hope you'll join us for the next one, and do look out for the Microsoft Virtual Academy that will be focusing on Microsoft Class Notebooks. That's going to be a good one to look out for. We'll see you next time. Bye.